The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, December the 8th. That's right, December the 8th, day after Pearl Harbor Day. And I went to the ceremony yesterday, and it was a great event. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Linda's not here today. She's on assignment. Yes, you can call and ask what that means. You can chat with me. Because we go out and we chat on KCNR1460.com. You can call us at 605-4567. You can call. You can chat with me. You can ask me what that means. And maybe I'll tell you which assignment she's on. But for sure, Bad Bob's always here.
And good morning, sir.
Man, you look older today, Bob. What's going on?
Another year older and deeper in debt.
Bob's birthday,
thank
if you weren't
Tennessee.
Here yesterday, he was all of, you know what, you don't look a day over 70, Bob. You're looking good.
If you're as young as you feel this morning, I was 102.
Okay, get the weather up there, Bob. See what the temperature is. But it's going to be raining all day, my friends. It's going to be the high of 55. South wind between 7 and 9 p.m. Chance of precipitation is 90% unless you're standing outside the studios, and then it's 100%. It rained all the way in. It's raining out there now, and I plans on raining later on. We're going to get about an 80% chance of showers tonight. And then tomorrow, a little bit of rain, but it drops Thursday night. It's going to rain. Probably a chance of more rain Friday night. It clears off, but Saturday and Sunday looks pretty good. And so we should be having a good weekend. So I guess if that's what's going to happen, at least you have a weekend that you can get out and do it. Temperature right now is, 50 degrees.
Yep.
And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, they're on Friday night, they're having a big music session out there. And that's not only Linda and her trio, her favorite group, but also Rick Hill and Candice Lavosi on the harp. And Rick Hill, of course, on his guitar will be out there. Dinner starts, I believe, around 5 o'clock. Music will go from 6 to 9 or maybe a little bit later. But you're going to need reservations. So give them a call out there and tell them you want to be there for the music room because it fills up quick and it's a great time. You know, talking about the ceremony yesterday after we got off the air, I trotted on over to the courthouse. And the Pearl Harbor veterans were there. I believe there's three of them that were there yesterday. Two that were on ships there, and they told their stories, and a third one who lived in Pearl Harbor and saw what was going on there and lives here in Redding. Three of the other survivors are out in at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, for the ceremonies yesterday. There's not many of our Pearl Harbor survivors left. I think there's like 3,000 of them that were actually at Pearl Harbor when the attacks began. But it was a good ceremony, heartfelt. And I don't understand sometimes when, a politician intrudes into these things and says we're not going to talk politically. And they didn't, but I wonder about that sometimes, then why are you there? So, there's plenty of heroes out there that can talk about, plenty of World War II heroes that could talk about things too. But it was really a great ceremony. They had three volleys and taps. It was something that, as one of them told me, he says, we're not sure we're going to be able to do this every year because of just of the age of these veterans, 86, 88. So anyway, okay, today we've got events. We've got, we're going to have a lot of conversation. We've got our correspondent coming in. We're going to talk about what happened at the city council meeting. There was a lot happened, including, yes, they voted to raise the rates for REU. They also voted on Stillwater, They've about bringing in another company. We're going to talk about that in more depth at 7:30. We want to talk about the tax plan, start at the national level, that tax plan that Obama and the Republicans hammered out in a bipartisanship kind of way, because since President Obama is a Democrat and the Republicans were in there with them, now who's fighting it? Yep, that's right, Democrats. Stay tuned. We're going to get into that right after these messages. Carlin on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The holidays are coming, and the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is there are more vehicle collisions during the Christmas and New Year holiday than any other time of year. It surprises some people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn out, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there's the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hunt to quench your thirst is on. Echolo Blue is a revolutionary atmospheric water generator, producing water straight from the air, up to 8 gallons a day at 20 cents per gallon with no additional hookup required. Echolo Blue is the clear champion of the water solution revolution. To health, to purity, to the pursuit. EcholoBlue.com
800-691-6043.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
So, Ray, it's turning cold and we're headed south for Second Tuesday Club in December.
Huh? Okay, where is that?
Cottonwood, to the Cottonwood Eatery.
Good grief. Won't you please join us Tuesday, December 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
They have great home-style dinners, and I'll bet it's even warmer down there.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:13 on December the 8th, 605-4567, or go to KCNR1460.com and chat with us. Linda's not here. She's on assignment. But we're talking about Democrats. We're talking about President Obama. Then we're going to move into other Democrats. Yeah, you know, I can't help it. They're in charge. So if they're in charge, you can whack away at them. Obama met with Republicans. It looks like the tax breaks that we were talking about. The ones, you know, that's going to be extend the Bush tax cuts for two more years. Not only that, but they also made a cut in the rate of taxes on Social Security. It's almost like an instant raise, my friends. It's 2%, but it's also like an instant raise. Now, the big thing about this, okay, the other thing it did too was it also it extended the unemployment rates for long-term unemployed. You know, people go, oh, it's a giveaway. Well, you see, I don't mind this one too much, and I'll tell you why. The people that are on the unemployment, and we've got people that we know here that have been unemployed for a long period of time. they are constantly putting out, they're looking for jobs, they're putting out resumes, they're doing all these things. They go to a job here in town in Reading, and there's like, you know, a stack. I mean, literally, like, you know, like 100 to 150 people applying for a job, you know, like at a bookstore. You know, all these things. I mean, it's tough. So if you extend those benefits to those people put that money right back in the economy. It's not like they're making long-term, you know, savings and investments like that. That money goes right back into the economy, and it also means that people can keep their jobs and may even produce jobs. I'm not too worried about that. The Democrats, though, again, screaming that people that are successful, have worked hard and made a success of their life, should be punished, say it's not fair. So Obama's big fight right now is with his own party. And, I mean, they are unhappy about it. I don't know if they're unhappy enough to make it fail, but they are unhappy with them. Opposing the tax cuts because of the part that people that make $250,000 a year over. And that's still not clear. We've asked people, is that $250,000 gross, or is that $250,000 net, or is that $250,000 taxable income? Nobody's really answered that question. I'm sure it's out there someplace. Anyway, but it hasn't been passed yet. The Democrats are coming up with their own plan about freezing salaries. That's a good idea, too. They want to do that. Freeze salaries, for government workers. You've already frozen Social Security benefits and the retirements for military. Why not freeze your own pay? You know, we saw something the other day about that, how they were going to cut back on everything but military pay, and of course the pay of Congress, you know, the House of Representatives, the senators, and their staffs in some of the judicial areas. You know, the whole thing's a farce for the most part. But not knowing, you know, we need to pass this because not knowing what the tax rates are going to be going into next year is going to lead to nothing but trouble. How can you plan as a businessman or as an individual what to allot your money for if you don't know how much you're going to be taxed? It's stupid. So it's time to get off the step and go forward with this thing. Okay, let's change subject for a second. Elizabeth Edwards passed away yesterday. She's been in the news the last couple of days. It didn't look good. And here's a woman that whose husband, John Edwards, you might just say, totally embarrassed this woman in front of the whole world. And, you know, you can't say anything low enough about him. And she hung in there. She was a lady. She was a strong woman. So died yesterday. And today, though, Bob, John Lennon.
Yes, I remember that.
John Lennon was shot and killed this day in 1980 as he stood outside his New York apartment house, the Dakota. The obsessed fan was quickly apprehended at the scene. He was, of course, a member of the Beatles. They had broken up at that time. But on December 8th in 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside his home. Let's take a quick break. It's Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Grandpa.
And Grandma.
At the As Seen on TV store, I got these pillow pets down here, and I like them. We sold millions of them on television for $19.95. Of course, that's $8 shipping, and you get them in about 6 weeks.
But, Grandpa, all the kids want these. We have about 10 different styles to choose from, and I want to make them $14.95.
$14.95? Well, that's less than wholesale.
Grandpa, I've made a decision. These pillow pets make great Christmas presents. I keep a few around for the kids and extra pillows. I want to sell them for just $14.95. When you come in the As Seen on TV store, you can touch them, feel them, hold them, take them home with you today, and no shipping and handling.
You heard Grandma. She's the boss. Just $14.95. That's it. At the As Seen on TV store, we have the biggest selection in the West. 10 styles to choose from. Come on down to Grandpa's As Seen on TV store behind Dairy Queen in the Shasta Center. That's 1746 Churn Creek Road.
Now don't forget, we have new products coming in every day.
Well, kids, I think we're ready for Christmas.
I don't know, Mom. It seems like we forgot something.
We got all the presents.
We baked all the cookies.
We decorated the tree.
We hung up our stockings.
And we got tickets to the Riverfront Christmas show.
Mom? Mom?
Mom?
Mom!
Are you ready for Christmas?
The Riverfront Playhouse annual Christmas play, a family tradition. Join the funny and Fade Couch Reeves play called The Only Christmas Pageant in Town, directed by Mac Davis and Ben Van Sickle. Open Saturday, November 20th, and continues through December 18th. Shows are Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Get your tickets at the Graphic Emporium on Pine Street in Reading, or by calling 241-4278. That's 241-4278. Or visit us online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on The Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR, sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, good morning. It is 721, 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Carl Lindabot, Linda is on assignment. Okay, is this pick on the Democrats today? I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to. But here it comes. Cedillo, Gil Cedillo, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it exactly right. He's a Democrat. He's just been elected to the Assembly from Los Angeles. Of course, that's after he termed out of the Senate, has filed a claim against the state of California on behalf of all state legislatures, alleging that 18% pay cut in, you know, pay and cut in pay and benefits ordered by the California Citizens Compensation Commission was illegal. It brought their salaries from $116,000 down to $95,000. Effective December 7th, 2009, reduced other compensation, including per diem expenses and car allowances. It saved taxpayers about $2.5 million. But Cedillo says that's not fair. We deserve that pay. They can't do that to us. Well, let me tell you, Gil, you've obviously completely lost contact with reality. I know you've been doing this since 2009. We need to... We need to take a look at this. I mean, he said the commission can only reduce the pay of newly elected legislators. I don't think so. They said they could do it. But the point is, Gil, you term out. Gosh, you really liked having that money. Come on back in again. Put up a lawsuit. Get in there. Get all that money back for all those government workers, all those elected representatives.
Done so much for us.
Yeah, you're the guy. Aren't you the same guys that got us into this mess? And you want more money for doing this? My friends, y'all probably think I make this stuff up. I know. I just wish I did. You know, we have a show on at night, Phil Hendry, which, you know, I have. It's a great show. He gets calls going. He makes up stuff. He makes it up. I have friends that are, you know, that are super, super bright. They get into this. They end up calling because they get so upset with it. It's made up stuff. This stuff I'm saying, this what I just read to you, is not made up. This is real.
You can't possibly make this up.
Now you can't make this up. Okay, what else? You know, hey, Bob.
Sir.
When's the first time you remember seeing something about using tobacco could be dangerous? Can you ever remember you're 50 something.
55, yeah.
Do you ever remember any point in your life when you didn't see that?
I first became aware of that sort of thing back, I guess, when I was 7th, 8th grade, somewhere in that time frame. You know, that was when the Stop Smoking campaigns were really getting underway. They were trying to pull the commercials off. And
But you do you is there a time you really remember from age 55 on that you didn't see something that you didn't know that using tobacco could be harmful? It could kill you.
No.
All right. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. Well, you know what? Here's finally, they had the they had a settlement. The Altria Group, I think they're a Skoll and such, Skoll of Copenhagen, that this family of a guy named Bobby Hill of Canton, North Carolina, chewed him. And he chewed tobacco made by the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company from the time he was a teenager. Well, let's, you know, how old he was? He was 13. He was dipping or chewing from the time he was 13, which was about 1961. Now, he died of tongue cancer at age 42 in 2003. Sorry about that, Bobby. I am. And I'm sorry for your family. But are you telling me that you didn't know that the use of tobacco could cause cancer and could kill you? Tell me that you didn't know that. Tell me that the families did not know that. Tell me that a 13-year-old dipping and chewing should have something like a father or mother say, you know, perhaps, son, that isn't good for your teeth, or, you know, here, put peroxide in your mouth or brush more regularly. What is this? Here's what I'm getting at, my friends. We're going right back into, you know, the personal responsibility. Personal responsibility says that, you know what, I know this may not be good for me. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to take that risk. I smoke a cigar. I smoke cigars now and then. And you know what? I know that that may not be good for me, but I'm going to take that risk. And if something happens to me because of that, well, you know what? I'm not stupid. I know what the risk is. I'm not going to go, oh, it's somebody else's fault because I chose to put a burning bunch of leaves in my mouth. Or, and you see people, like Bob says, putting Big Macs in their faces.
You know, I've been fighting weight my whole life, and I'm the one who eats, and maybe there's a character flaw involved. But I'm not going to sue somebody over it, okay? I'm responsible for my own self. We get our own health insurance. I'm not expecting somebody else to pay for that. And I'm just freaked out when I see somebody want to sue McDonald's for daring to sell a hamburger and legislating all things that could possibly harm us out of existence. Scares the hell out of me, to be honest.
Well, you know, no more Happy Meals in San Francisco, I think. So, but, you know, unless it has to do with illicit drugs, probably. But the bottom line here is this, is people aren't stupid. If you're that weak, you know, if you're that weak that you don't understand something, you go, you know what, it was beyond my capability to stop putting things in my mouth. You know, Copenhagen, and let me tell you something, my friends. For 20 years, I dipped when I was in the service. And one day figured that that's probably not the thing to do, and just stopped. But it was the kind of, you know, and it is tough. It's tough once you get into something like that, but you can do it. But then to turn around and sue a company over things you know about, it, you know, to me, I just find that just ridiculous. Suing people, you know. People that are, you know, that drink, that do things like this, and then get drunk, hurt themselves, and then sue somebody else. I mean, come on. And people are, you know, pouring that stuff down your throat. I don't think so. It leads to other things, too. The whole idea of personal responsibility, it seems like it's just going away. Being responsible for your own actions. This is why the government's getting into our business. We're too stupid and weak to take care of ourselves, obviously, but that's why the government has to get into our business. Oh, my God, we can't do this. Oh, you can't do that because you're too stupid and weak.
Ah, yes, the intelligentsia.
You know, they're starting to close the gates on us, my friends. You just got to keep pushing forward. Take responsibility. Do the things that will keep you strong. Do the things that will keep our community strong. And just, you know, the whole thing about every time I see something like this is just something else that the government steps into and takes another right away from you. Because then the next thing that's going to happen is, oh, we're just going to completely outlaw this. Oh, no, we've got to protect you. Yeah. Well, Okay, starting at after this break, we're going to have Gary Katz here. We're going to talk about what happened at the city council meeting, and then after that, we're going to be talking to Wreaths Across America. Great, great group of people that are doing things for our fallen heroes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, severe technical problems on MasterCard.com. MasterCard's technical staff is trying to restore the website, but can't say how long it will take. According to the Associated Press, the credit card company may be the latest target of hackers supporting WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The credit card company says there is no impact whatsoever to cardholders' ability to use their cards for secure transactions. House Democrats unveiling massive budget legislation. The measure wraps up all of its Congress's unfinished annual spending bills. It will cap agency operating budgets at $1.2 trillion. That is slightly less than the amount President Obama requested, and most cabinet departments would see a budget freeze. As for the stocks, most exchanges trading higher in early morning trade. The Dow Industrials up, though, by just 0.1%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Smart, tough, trusted. Megyn Kelly covers every story, every event on America Live. Digging deeper, debating key issues, discussing the topics impacting you.
Our mission is to get you the facts fair and balanced.
There are two sides to every story. Only one show delivers both fair and balanced. Watch America Live with Megyn Kelly weekdays only on Fox News Channel.
We don't judge, we let you decide.
When we want to get away for a special occasion, a short drive from Redding on the way to Shingletown is a magical destination. In Selmo Vineyards, five-star cuisine prepared by Chef John Stadelli, wine tasting, romantic all-inclusive packages. The holidays are here, so why not a gift basket or gift certificates? Help make a memory in Selmo Vineyards. Don't miss the winter music series with Candice LaVolce, Rick Hill, Johnny Gonzalez, Bruce Kalin, yours truly, Linda Bott, and on December 17th, Avalon Swing. In Selmo Vineyards, make your reservations now by calling the ranch at 474-5546. That's 474-5546. In Selmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Kubler's Furniture.
Jolly old St. Nick has been at Kubler's Furniture slashing prices and trimming the tree. Santa loaded the tree with gifts to open with glee. Come enjoy great holiday savings, then choose a gift when you spend. When you spend over $1,299, pick a bonus gift from under the tree. You'll find beautiful furniture at incredible prices from name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. Are guests en route to your home for the holidays? Then a convertible sofa is your answer to guests for just $248. Need a great gift for your newly married son or daughter? How about a pub table and four stools for just $198? Or a beautiful sofa for yourself to spruce up your living room, just $348. Matching love seat, just $318. Santa's surprise tree sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. Don't forget, when you spend $1,299 or more, you get to pick a bonus gift.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery at 1894 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call. In my Reading psychology practice for the last 22 years, I have learned a few things about how we can heal ourselves, our relationships, and our families. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
I enjoy Tobacco and Brew. Why? They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They also have an excellent choice of tobacco accessories to include pipes, humidors, cigar cutters, and lighters. And after you've made your selection, walk on over and have a great cup of gourmet coffee from Espresso Joe's. Then pick out your favorite wine or beer. They have a great selection. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR1460.com. Go out there and listen to us streaming. You can start chatting. We have people chatting in the room, little comments about, yes, we can. Do I thought we could? Hey, it's 7:34 in the morning. Linda's on assignment. The weather is 50 degrees, and it's going to be raining. It says 90% chance of rain. When you walk outside our studios, it's 100%. And it's going to be raining tonight also. It looks like we've got a chance tomorrow, and it's going to start kind of tapering off Friday night. Saturday might be a, you know, Saturday, Sunday may be good days, but high near 55 today. So just keep your umbrella near you. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley and his gang put in Dish Satellite. They do it quick. They do it professional. 244-1988. He has rebates right now that gets you into Dish Satellite, a bunch of channels, 100 channels, HD, and it's free with these rebates. But you need to call him, Doug Tooley, at 244-1988. If he's not there, Heather will be answering the phone. Local guy, has done well. Local business, give him a call. All right, our guest right now for 7:30 is our correspondent to the City Hall, who hasn't missed a city, has only maybe missed one City Hall meeting in 46 years. It's hard to believe that because he's only like just a child, Gary Catt.
Good morning. How are you, Big Bob, and how are you, Carl?
Well,
notice who he mentioned first this time.
That's right. It's because he wants you to turn up his volume there or something, or readjust his microphone. There we go.
Yeah, we're getting adjusted here.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is.
Thank you, sir.
Guys are always adjusting. Okay. Now, what happened last night? I mean, I mentioned it a little bit. It looks like, and just to kind of steal your thunder a little bit, it looks like we're going to get whacked again with REU fees.
Yes.
And it looks like Stillwater is accepting their, we've accepted the Southwest Aluminum Company's, it's a non-binding letter of intent.
Right, they did that. You know, the thing with it is, I spoke to that issue last night, and I think it's a good deal to get them out here, to get someone in Stillwater Business Park to start moving forward with that. The only thing that I mentioned, and this is not against the SAFE, is that there's going to be a discount for REU electric for the first 5 years. And then, of course, later in the meeting, we had the electric rates go up.
How much do they go up, Gary?
7.84%.
And it's going to happen again in 2012.
They
voted already for 2012.
For this year.
And go up, for next year.
And for next year, they'll go up.
So it's like, what, $9 for on the average bill this year and $12 the next year or something?
Yeah, it will. There was quite a discussion. There was a, I don't know, 45-minute or maybe a little longer presentation by Paul Hooser, the director of REU, and you look at all the situations. They're going to have to raise the rate with the price of electricity they're buying. In the long and short of it, Mr. Jones made a motion to move $2.1 million, which is the late fees from the REU customers, move it back from the general fund back into REU, which it's been bandied around. I was on the Reading REU review billing committee, and we moved some of that money back. Then it got moved back into the general fund again.
Yeah, because that was a non-binding committee. It was one of the most I've never seen people who are so upset be pushed off to the side so easily.
Yeah, well,
this council right then.
The thing with it was, there was two of us there last night that were on the committee, and we worked hard. I remember that I had a stack probably 6 inches high of information to go over, plus the fact that we went through almost 40 hours of open session.
It was like 6 months that you all were working.
By
the time you got it finished.
Yeah, some of the things that are happening, the money needs to stay within REU. We've got roughly $6 million in lieu property tax, and that's in lieu of property tax. The city's charging REU, and Then there's the $1.1 million that would be returned to the city if we if the city paid off those two parking loans that are outstanding.
Yeah.
These are for the downtown parking structures. So they roughly figured that of the 7.84%, 1% equated to $900,000. So we figured last night that there were several areas that could be moved around. Now, granted, any money taken out of the general fund is going to cause a problem to the general fund. But somewhere along the line, we're going to have to straighten this out. Now, there's Proposition 218 that states that you can't move the money for utilities, but that 218 does not cover gas and electric. But now we've got Proposition 26 that just passed in October that does. So in the very near future, we're going to have probably some lawsuits in the state of California, whether they're here in Redding or in other areas.
Okay, well, look, we're going to take a break, but here's what I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about the, you know, we've got people on the line who want to talk about this, have questions for you, Gary. I want to talk about the REU rates, because I know there's a lot of people that stood up and said no. Said this is really a bad time to do it. Jones voted against it. The other council members voted for it.
Right.
All right. Then I want to talk. We want to get into that Stillwater thing, and then I think there was something else that came up last night too. Right.
Yeah. The photovoltaic system out at the airport.
Okay.
The photo is initiated.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment. KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. Join us after these messages.
Hi, this is Elizabeth
and Aaron from the Reading Tea Party. Join us on Sunday mornings on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 a.m. for We the People, a talk show dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in the areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
And we want to hear from you, so email your topic and speaker suggestions to 1460@readingteaparty.com and be silent no more.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of anewscafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Wouldn't an extra $500 come in pretty handy right about now? Well, at North Valley Bank, we're still giving away $500 each week as our Shop Swipe and Win promotion continues through December 30th. How would an extra $500 help you during the holiday shopping months? All you have to do is use your North Valley Bank debit card when making your purchases, and you're automatically entered into our weekly drawings for $500. Don't believe us? Well, check out the photo gallery of all our weekly winners at NOVB.com. This could be you. Don't have a North Valley Bank debit card? That's not a problem. Stop by one of our convenient locations to open a new checking account and order a card today so you have a chance to win too. Remember, you have until December 30th before the promotion ends. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Make it your card of choice during the holidays. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be 18 to participate. See official contest rules for more details.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. 605-4567 is our number. You can't get in right now because we got all the lines filled up, but you can chat with us. There are a lot of good comments on there. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Gary there. Got a question for Gary there. What do you think the long-range impact is going to be because people got scared to death of big oil promoting Prop 23 to try to put some brakes on the EPA's 32 there? In long range, I think this thing is going to really be a disastrous thing for Californians. But I think people got shot themselves in the foot because they're scared of big oil. But in the long term, it's going to really cost them a ton of money. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I totally agree with you. We needed to pass 23. When it didn't pass, now we're going to have AB 32 coming at us, and we have no idea of what the ramifications are going to be. They're going to be so drastic. And talking about an economy that's hurting and then bringing something like AB 32 in, it's just going to be completely off the scale. And we really have no way of knowing what it's going to do to us totally until we actually get into it and live in it.
Yeah, you know, anytime that, you know, right, Paul Hoosier was on the show and he talked about that. And he just says, look, he says, there is no way it cannot impact on us. We're already raising fees. Now, we can argue about raising fees, why they're doing it, if they have to or not, you know, blah, 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 on and on about that. But the bottom line is this AB 32 is going to have a significant impact on us. Okay.
Well, in the heavy equipment business, which is what I'm involved in, it's absolutely disastrous for California. So I think that it's sometimes you get what you voted for, but you didn't research it near enough. And I think this is going to come back and haunt everybody when they open their monthly utility bills and other bills every month. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Bruce. Okay, let's go to Ed. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Fine. You need to turn down your radio a little bit here.
I had the computer sound off.
I know you're laying there in bed. Go on, just reach over.
I'm not in bed, but I got to admit I don't have my pants on yet.
We're sharing too much here, Ed.
I call him about RU, and I missed the meeting last night. I had my own utility problem.
From PG&E?
No, just literally going out the door, driving down there, and I'm going through the basement. My basement is flooding.
Oops.
Oh, well, just a pipe popped, a solder popped, and I had to deal with it right then.
So. Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't something
anyway,
like rain coming in.
Gary's still there, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I did have a question for Gary, and I'll talk about other things, too, if you want. But I was mostly wondering, by the way, anyone who's listening to this, I didn't think it didn't used to be posted this quickly. You can see the whole thing, if you missed it, on the City Council website. I got through the presentation. I didn't get to the questions. So what I wanted to ask Gary was, apparently, according to the record Searchlight, at least Council Member Dickerson mentioned this, oversight question, was it discussed any time the possibility of either a Citizens Oversight Committee or a separate board of directors to RU? Because, in my opinion, whatever amount of time the City Council is expending on this subject, they're not taking enough time for it.
Well, Ed, you know Gary Cadd, that he goes to all the meetings, and I quite often bring up the creation of a Citizens Oversight Commission. Committee has an end date, a commission does not. A commission to be put together for the people for oversight of Reading, of RU. And last night I made mention that we should have a citizen attorney on the commission. We should have a CPA on the commission. We should have an electrical engineer / mechanical engineer on the commission, and then two citizens on the commission. And Mr. Dickerson took and in fact, other members that spoke, Mary Machado, Shasta Voices spoke about it. Robert Meredith, that was on the RU Billing Review Committee with me, spoke to the issue, amongst others, that we need that commission. Mr. Dickerson took offense to that and said that the present City Council is the Oversight Commission, and then he believes that it was disrespectful to even mention that that the council is not doing its job. I didn't really want to mention that the council isn't doing its job, but the thing with it is that the council is not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. And Reading Electric Utility is an entity unto itself that that it needs a commission just to oversee what's going on. There were so many issues that came up during the committee hearings that we had that some of the billing, some of the late fees. There's a whole bunch of issues that need to be brought up before a commission, and they don't have the time.
Yeah. Well, Ed, and also, I know you saw the paper or online, however you get it, that raising it for not only this year but next year, this is going to be a continuous thorn in people's sides.
No, it's got to go up, and that was the point I tried to make in that comment in the Searchlight.
Good article, by the way, Ed.
But the point is, they ought to be trying to design a rate structure to reduce their costs. That's the real problem. The one thing I want to emphasize is, very hard for anyone to grasp that something can be so valuable, electricity, 1 minute, and literally worthless the next. Load factor is critical. And the problem, they're differentiating the cost of electricity by customer class, whether you buy so many kilowatts or not. They're not differentiating whether you're buying it when it costs REU 50 cents a kilowatt to produce it or two. Mentioned that the actually WAPA power only costs 2 cents a kilowatt. So, but they charge the same.
Yeah.
REU is just never going to remain competitive if they don't do what every other utility is doing and trying to bring their costs in line with their expenses.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break, Ed. Thanks for calling. I'm glad you got your leak fixed there, too.
Oh, no, I didn't, actually. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I
get
moving today.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for calling. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Join us after these breaks.
And you'll never believe it, I found the perfect Christmas gift for my mom. Wow, she's so hard to shop for. What is it?
It's a videotaping of her life story. A video of her life? That sounds wonderful. How does it work?
Well, it's a company called Generation DVDs, and they make it so much fun. They meet with mom and talk about which stories and pictures would be best. Then they do the filming, and they do it when and where it's most convenient for mom.
Oh, that is so special. And talk about something that will be cherished forever.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? My great-great-grandkids will be able to see and hear her as if she was right there with them. And you know, Mom, she's going to have so much fun collecting all her pictures and telling her stories.
I got to go.
What's the rush?
I'm getting a Generations DVD for my mom for Christmas.
Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime. Call 953-8542 or visit us online at generationdvds.com. Gift certificates available.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in cigar emporium in the state. Great coffee with Espresso Joe's, Joe and Shelley, our favorite store owners. They're out there helping our veterans and helping our community. Okay, we got Gary Cadd here as our guest, and Gary has been talking about RU, but there's something else that happened that last night that has not probably reached the has not reached a bubbling point yet. Let's talk about the solar voltaic stuff.
Yeah, it's solar photovoltaic system at the Redding Municipal Airport. What the project is they're going to put a solar array in out at the airport. The project's going to cost $4.5 million. Basically, what's going to happen is they're going to use the REU rebates for folks putting in.
All the rebates for anybody that wants to put in solar into their homes or businesses. Is that correct?
For the next 5 years.
Yeah, you get a rebate, by the way, which makes it viable.
Right.
As people that are putting this in will tell you. So they're going to take all of that money for the next 5 years. Give all those rebates to build this down at the airport, right?
Right. So there'll be no rebates for folks within the city.
So is the city paying cash for this array, and they're getting it's getting replaced?
It's a new project. It's not getting replaced. This is something new, and they're going to borrow the money to build this, and then they'll use the rebates to turn around and pay it back again. So there'll be no rebates for citizens because of this one project here. And the Mr. Jones voted not to move forward with it for the only reason of using up all the rebates. But that motion did not get a second, and then there was a motion made to move forward with the project, and the vote was 4-1. So that's what's happening.
I find that interesting that we would spend all the rebates. So they want to put it out there at the airport. And it's going to save how much a year out there? $100,000?
$130,000 a year.
So they're using the $4.5 million. In other words, we're going to borrow the money. We're going to put $4.5 million in this. We're going to take the money that we get every year from rebates from the state and the feds, I guess.
Well, it's from REU has a rebate.
Oh,
program,
that's right.
Because that's where the money.
By the way, you pay 1% of your 1% of your electric bill goes to this fund.
Right.
And so they're going to use all that instead of using it for people that are trying to put solar systems in their homes and businesses are going to put it all out the airport so nobody else gets any.
Right. Now, real quickly, if I can move forward, in closed session
we're all paying for that.
Right. In closed session last night, they had three labor negotiations. One of them was made public and talked about. The other two, which was the IBEW and the unrepresented employees, those two, they're working on it, but they haven't got to finalize yet on what happened. But anyway, on the Reading Police Officers Association miscellaneous, they've changed 2% at 60 for new hires, so that's their retirement.
2% at 60?
2% at 60.
All right, that'll save money.
For new hires. Their health care, they're going to start paying, from what I understand, unless I made a mistake here, they're going to pay 10%. Instead of the city paying 100%, they're going to pay 10% down to 90%. For some reason in my mind, it seemed like that they had already been doing that. But anyway, that was brought forward. They have a four-year contract, which the salary increase will be zero the first year, and then the next 3 years will be 2%, 2%, 2%. They will start paying their share of their CalPERS. They're at 7%.
Now, this is a proposal brought forth by the city?
Yeah, well, this is negotiation between the union and the city.
So,
And they go in closed session and they come back out after closed session is over with. And then as far as the post-retirement health care, it's 5 years to vest and then 2% for each additional year. So they are making some cuts. These are some of the things that we need to.
And you know what? Everybody, the police and the firemen, everybody agreed that cuts had to be made. Mm-hmm. Now we just got into a spitting contest about if they like each other or not. Get over it, people. These are things that have to be done.
Yeah. So, and the only thing I'd like real quickly here before we end is Mary Stagel stepped down last night after 10 years of service, and it was very nice. They gave her some really nice flowers and stuff.
You may not always agree with Mary, but she's a strong lady. Her heart was for Reading, and she mm-hmm. did a lot of things for Reading.
And Mary Stegel is a classy lady.
She is.
So
extremely classy.
I didn't agree with her on some things, but I wanted to mention that because she did serve 10 years.
She did.
And we've got Francie Sullivan now as the new member of the council, and so she was seated last night. So
Francie's a tough lady too.
We'll see how
she will represent this city well also.
Yeah.
Mary, thank you so much for everything you did. We're going to try and have you on next week and talk to you and kind of give you a thanks and let you tell us what you think has happened over the last – you tell us what you've seen in the last 10 years, what maybe is going to happen in the next four, because you're the perfect person to ask. Okay. How much time we got there, Bob?
Coming up on 30 seconds, and we had a comment in the chat room thanking Gary for his efforts.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you very much. I really
appreciate
it. Gary's going
to be a regular correspondent there from the city council because, you know, nobody has a better grasp of it that's, you know, maybe not sitting on the city council. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We got the news, and we're going to come back and be talking Reeves Across America and a couple of other things. So join us after the news.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's Democrat versus Democrat.
Where we are today is just, is I think, not acceptable.
Congressman Jim Hines, one of many at the Capitol who don't like President Obama's tax cut deal with Republicans. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
And Vice President Joe Biden will be making yet another trip to Capitol Hill to try and sell angry Democrats on this deal. But Hill Democrats are pushing back hard, claiming the president should have held out for more. White House senior advisor David Axelrod denies they caved, but he admits there is a sense of urgency.
And the sense of urgency is that absent action on the part of the Congress, taxes are going to go up on January 1st.
The administration got some encouraging words from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who says the package is further along than many realize and should move quickly there. Dave?
Now, Mike, also at the Capitol, Democrats are pushing what critics are calling amnesty for illegals. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, also live in Washington.
It could be do or die for the DREAM Act today.
We will have a chance to make a dream come true, a dream that tens of thousands of young people across America have had for years.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin selling senators on the legislation that provides citizenship for immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children but go on to attend college or join the military. Senate Republicans argue it undermines immigration laws, Dave.
Jared, the Senate has just convicted an impeached federal judge, removing Thomas Porteous from the bench for accepting cash and favors and lying to Congress. And we're just hearing this from AP that a person has been arrested for a plot to blow up military recruitment center in the Baltimore area. We lost John Lennon 30 years ago today.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Fans are flocking to a shrine near where he was gunned down in New York City as Rolling Stone releases a last Lennon interview.
I cannot live up to other people's expectations of me because they're illusionary.
The Beatles saying days before he was shot, he didn't ever want to be a dead hero. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Everybody says I make the best ribs in Nelson County, but I wasn't winning any blue ribbons managing my diabetes. There was a lot of information out there, but it was frustrating trying to get the answers I needed. Then my company partnered with United Healthcare. They provide on-site screenings, even healthy cooking tips. Now that's a recipe I'm keeping.
Turning complex data into easy tools. We're 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at healthinnumbers.com.
With five times the selection, Jared is the place to go for diamond fashion jewelry this holiday.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry has an incredible selection of diamond fashion and bridal jewelry brands to choose from, including Leo Solitaire earrings by Leo Schachter, Love's Embrace, and Heart's Desire, with prices starting at $100 to over $4,000.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
More than a month, but two elections are finally over in New York. The last undecided House race ends, with Republican Randy Altschuler conceding, trailing incumbent Democrat Tim Bishop by 263 votes. The other race is in Minnesota.
Democrat Mark Dayton is posed to become Minnesota's governor-elect, with a Republican who has knowledge of the decision saying GOP candidate Tom Emmer plans to concede the race today. Emmer trailed Dayton by nearly 9,000 votes heading into a recount, and that number hasn't changed much. Also, the Minnesota Supreme Court has knocked down an avenue for a lawsuit. The next governor is to be sworn in January 3rd. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
In Alaska, a judge today hears Joe Miller's lawsuit challenging ballots that have the Republican trailing GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski, who ran as a write-in. At Cape Canaveral.
3, 2. One,
then liftoff zero. For a private company's mission, a test launch for SpaceX, a rocket that could one day take trips to the International Space Station. Then there's the Rocket Roger Clemens, thrown a curve in court. A federal judge delaying the former star pitcher's trial until July because there's so much evidence to review. Clemens charged with lying to Congress when denying he ever took steroids. Elvis impersonators try to be like the king. But in Vegas, this one does what Elvis never did.
The runner almost left the building, but Elvis brought her back. The king sprang into action after a half marathon in Vegas. A fellow runner dropped at the burger bar. She almost keeled over again when she woke up. Saw a guy in a jumpsuit and honking big sideburns giving her mouth to mouth. It turns out Elvis is a doctor in real life, Claudio Palma from San Francisco, and his patient's going to be just fine. Should I say it? Aw, thank you. Thank you very much. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing a little bit of selling now. The Dow is down 13 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's December the 8th. It's 8:05. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. No, I'm not going to tell you where she's at. She's out assigning things today. Hey, the temperature is 50 degrees. It looks like it's going to be raining all day. Maybe tapering off tonight, but it's got a 90% chance of rain unless you're standing right here. It's going to be a high near 55. South winds between 7 and 9 mile per hour. Not 9 p.m., but miles per hour. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This Friday night, they're having a big music gala there. Linda and her trio in jazz. And then, of course, Rick Hill playing the guitar and Candice Lavosi playing the harp. One of the finest harpists in maybe the United States. She's going to be up there, too. But you're going to need reservations. 474-5546. Okay, well, before we get to our guest, I want to do a little Toys for Tots. It's Marine Corps. Totally Trucks Toy Drive. It's the U.S. Marine Corps Toy for Tots annual toy drive and money train donations. It's going to be at Totally Trucks on 3263 Bocelli Lane. That's 3263 Bocelli Lane. Today, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., I urge you to go on out there. It's just get a new unwrapped toy and drop it in the box out there. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. And it goes for those kids that need it. And this is a tough time for a lot of people. We had the good doctor, Khan, on yesterday talking about cardiology and talking about the fact that there's so many. The number one day for heart attacks in America is Christmas Day. And I'm looking at our guest here whose ears just perked up when I said that. The second day that have the most heart attacks is the day after Christmas. And a lot of it's brought on the fact of stress and families and all this. Okay, why am I talking about this? Well, because with the economic times, families want to give their children, parents want to give their children toys, something they can take home, something they can have. So the Marine Corps reserves are out there. I've been involved with this thing, not this drive itself, but for Toys for Tots all the time. I was in the Marine Corps. Anytime that we had a chance, we did that. So that's today. From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., it's at Totally Trucks at 3263 Bocelli Lane. Thanks. Hey, speaking of other great things that are going on in our guest today, Tom Riley, Steve Jorgensen, we're going to be talking about Rees Across America. Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for having us on, Carl.
Well, you know what? This is something we've been involved in since we've been here. And we are more than happy to celebrate that, to help let people know about it, to participate in it.
Yeah, it's a great program, and I really feel honored just to be a part of it. This will be our fourth Rees Across America event at IGO, and it originally started probably 15 years ago at Arlington National Cemetery, and it just seems to have spread throughout the United States. And it's just a wonderful event. The whole community is behind us. With me today is Steve Jorgensen, who is the administrator at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You know, we've been involved with this. Well, it's been 3 years. I think it started the year before when we moved. You know, We just moved here three years ago.
That's correct, 4 years ago.
And about 4 years ago. So, you know, and since then, I cannot begin to tell everybody just how beautiful this ceremony is and what it means up there.
You know, it was pointed out, the tradition started at Arlington National Cemetery. It's now spread to 242 national and state veteran cemeteries across the country. The program at our facility has grown, and the very first program, I think we had 7 wreaths and maybe about 50 people. And then it grew from there, where we actually started to make the wreaths off of boughs from trees. And we did that for another year, and that was really quite a challenge. But it became very obvious at that point that it would be hard for us as time would go on in the cemetery to do that for every gravesite. So the community, Tom and others, decided that purchasing wreaths, artificial wreaths, and be able to use those years after year was the way to go. And so we do that, and we've got donations, and we've purchased those wreaths. Yesterday, we had 45 people, Tom? 45 people spend several hours taking all the bows off of the existing wreaths and putting new bows on them and cleaning them up and getting them all prepared. And it was just a great opportunity, a great time, a time for them to feel good about themselves and about what they're doing, because what we're doing is honoring veterans. And, you know, the wreaths really have a long history that goes back to Greek and Roman times of honoring heroes, and including military heroes. So it's very appropriate. It's festive in that it decorates all of the grave sites for the holiday season. And what really plays this year, which is really important, is that we've involved youth this year. And we have a number of young people that have researched people that are buried at the cemetery and actually wrote a little bit about those veterans. And they almost do it in the sense like they're speaking from the veterans, from the veteran himself, telling about his life. It's very interesting.
Okay. Our guests, Tom Riley and Steve Jorgensen, we're talking about Wreaths Across America that's happening this weekend. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about when, where, what it's going to look like, and how you can participate. And I urge you, my friends, to go on out at IGO this weekend on Saturday, and we're going to talk about that. But this is a great, great event. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private
practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of AnewsCafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elizabeth
and Aaron from the Reading Tea Party. Join us on Sunday mornings on KCNR 1460 from 8 to 9 a.m. for We the People, a talk show dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in the areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
And we want to hear from you, so email your topic and speaker suggestions to 1460 at readingteaparty.com and be silent no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin the Botlin is on assignment. 8:15, December the 8th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. I see a number of little things coming on. You know, the names that people, you know, show up with here, you know, anywhere from 1040 to cephalopod, which, by the way, means squid, which probably means there's somebody, a sailor's involved in this somewhere. Anyway, talking about things, mainly how Bad Bob needs a leaf blower for his birthday cake. That was good. I like that. You know these. We got great writers here. Okay, our guest Tom Riley and Steve Jorgensen. Steve works up there at IGO. Is you're in charge of everything at IGO? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm the administrator, and I opened the cemetery.
Oh, you opened
it. I opened it.
You opened it, and you're there?
I did.
And Tom is the man that's in charge of this Reads Across America, which is what we're talking about. Okay, Tom, tell us what's going to happen on Saturday.
Well, at high noon, we're going to have the opening prayer, and then following that will be the lovely and gracious Linda Bott will be singing the national anthem. She has sung it before, and really it does a wonderful job. So we're looking forward to that. And then we have our main speaker is going to be Fred Salanti, and he is the executive director and founder of the Missing in America Project. He does a great job. And then also after that, we're going to have, for the first time, our school presentation project, whereby this year we've gone into some of the local schools, and the students have researched a veteran who is buried at the cemetery, and they have done a wonderful job. So we are hopefully going to have those individuals, the students may read a little bit of the biography of the individual that they selected. One of the purposes of the Reefs Across America is to get younger people involved, and I think we've succeeded in our first year trying that, and next year it's going to be even better. And then we'll have Taps will be played by a youth from Parsons School, Josh Whalen, and so we're really looking for that.
Okay, and then at that point, does everybody then start putting the wreaths out?
Yeah, so what happens after we have the youth read their presentations? Then we give the family an opportunity first, that the family members are there, to take their wreaths out and place them on their individual grave sites. And then we look for the community to step forward and help us place the rest of the wreaths on every grave site at the cemetery. And it doesn't take a great deal of time when we have a number of people.
It doesn't take very long at all.
It's a good experience to be involved in something that that just honors veterans and helps bring community together.
Absolutely. And it's a it's going to be a good day. It's not going to be raining this weekend. Though it has snowed up there the last couple of years, which are, and I wish you could see the is there a website for this, because it's such a beautiful picture of Igo out there in the Rees, and it's covered in snow.
Actually, I think it's on the CDVA website, California Department of Veterans Affairs website.
Okay, that's great. Any last thoughts on this one, on what?
Well, it's at 12 noon, so I would ask anyone that wants to come out, be out there a little early. And I want everyone to know that these programs are only possible through community support and through community donations. So
yeah, this isn't paid for by anybody. These are people.
They're paid for by the community stepping forward and making this thing happen.
Kim Chamberlain is the one that got Linda and I involved with this to begin with, and she's been a really strong advocate of this, as have other people.
Yeah, she's been a wonderful supporter. In fact, that's my first meeting here 3 years ago at our board meeting. Steve asked for a volunteer to be involved with the Reach Across America, and so I did, and the first person I contacted was Kim, because she had the first inaugural Reach Across America. She was very supportive, and she's spoken to various community organizations raising funds, and so, yeah, she's been very instrumental in launching this program.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Kim and to Steve Jorgensen and to Tom Riley here, because without you all, you know, this wouldn't happen either. And, you know, it's a good point you make, Steve, is that this is done as, you know, with through volunteers and community effort, and not, you know, through tax dollars, which is it's really important up here, is our community gets so involved with our veterans. I know some of the people that were out there yesterday working on these, and it's just going to be a great event. We're going to be there. Linda and I will be there, and we invite everybody to come on up there and to lay a wreath at the on the headstone of our fallen heroes. Anything?
Yeah, just come out and be a part of the program.
That's right.
And the weather is supposed to be really nice.
It is. It's going to be great weather this weekend. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This was Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you.
Oh, my love.
The holidays are here, and where do you go to get those special seasonal coffees? Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. How about these yummy flavors? Vanilla Maple, Pumpkin Spice, Jingle Bell Crunch, Holiday Rum Cake. And Espresso Joe's will also carry Mulling Spices, perfect aroma for that perfect holiday. This season, Tobacco and Brew will also be stocking Sierra Nevada t-shirts and glassware. Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Happy holidays!
Hey, Ann, you'll never believe it. I found the perfect Christmas gift for my mom. Wow, she's so hard to shop for. What is it?
It's a videotaping of her life story.
A video of her life? That sounds wonderful. How does it work?
Well, it's a company called Generation DVDs, and they make it so much fun. They meet with mom and talk about which stories and pictures would be best. Then they do the filming, and they do it when and where it's most convenient for mom.
Oh, that is so special. And talk about something that will be cherished forever.
Absolutely. Can you imagine? My great-great-grandkids will be able to see and hear her as if she was right there with them. And you know, Mom, she's going to have so much fun collecting all her pictures and telling her stories.
I got to go.
What's the rush?
I'm getting a Generations DVD for my mom for Christmas.
Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime. Call 953-8542 or visit us online at generationdvds.com. Gift certificates available.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, I'm William Whitecrow of Sovereign Minds Radio, and our special guest this coming Sunday is going to be the famous George Green. And if you don't know who George Green is, then please Google him up and check him out. When it comes to the elite extraterrestrials and what could be heading our way in the future, he's the man who'll tell you. You're not going to want to miss this show. He was actually one of the elite at one time. So tune in to KCNR 1460 AM every Sunday between 8 and 9 p.m. Sovereign Minds Radio. Opening one mind at a time.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest-growing talk radio station in the North State with shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media. Good morning, Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It is 8:25 in the morning. It's 51 degrees. It's going to be rain today. It's going to go up to 55. The weather should be clearing off by this weekend, but figure on rain today and tomorrow, maybe partly Friday, but Saturday and Sunday should be good. So that's good, so we can go out for that Reese Across America. You know, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and of course, Friday night, they're having their music extravaganza out there, Linda and her group, but also Rick Hill and his guitar, and Candice Lavosi and the harp. It's going to be a great day, great evening. So, but you're going to have to call out there for reservations. Bad Bob, you know how I get into headlines, right?
Yeah.
You know how things are.
Especially the ones like the ones that cause that little vein just above your left eye to pop out.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I see these. You know, I see headlines like under in the record search like that say most dropout rates rise. So what do you think when you hear that? You think that, oh my God, we're going down the tubes, right?
Big story on ABC last night about how we're just getting our butts kicked in education and by China.
Well, you know what, my friend, China. China is not our friend. It's never been our friend. It will not be our friend. And yet we seem to continue to spend billions of dollars over there. China says they don't want to be a world power. If you don't believe that, if you actually believe that, then you actually believe that everybody that gets a recommendation for medicinal marijuana has got something wrong with them medically. Okay, here's my part here. It says the dropout rates are up in most high schools in Shasta County, according to figures released Tuesday. But the percentage of students in the county who did not finish high school was well below the statewide rate. Also, if you look at dropout rates for Shasta County and statewide, we're below that. We're below what it is statewide. And that the 2008-09 dropout rate for Shasta County was 17.4%, while statewide, the dropout rate was 21.7%. So, what we're seeing here is, you know, it looks like it says most dropout rates rise. I'm sorry, I just read these things and go, we're in trouble. We're not. I mean, it's not the fact that they haven't risen, but we haven't risen to the extent that the state has, and we still have more people graduating from school. And, you know, the question is the education they're getting, because there's a lot of people starting to challenge what's going on in the schools. What's being taught is if the graduation rate increases, how are they increasing? Is it got something to do with how we're teaching? Does a dropout rate mean because people are moving around more often? Which is one of the parts in the article, was that I believe that a lot of the kids that, quote, drop out, maybe it's their parents have moved. They've moved to another area to be able to get a job. For some reason, usually I know every time I left school and my parents moved around a lot, that you got your records and you're going to another place, and I don't think that was considered dropout then. Let's go to the phones. Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Fine. How are you, Jay?
Doing great. When it comes to the schools, I have a few questions about those stats. For instance, are they counting people who are in homeschools dropouts? Or what about people who just get their GED?
Yeah, I don't know. And it doesn't say that.
A lot of people are realizing these schools are a waste of time after your sophomore or junior year, and they're just going straight to getting their GED or some such similar thing. And going straight into college or just basically trying to skip out, have they changed the classifications in the in that to match the new reality?
Yeah, you know, and like I said, you know, is that when you say it's a dropout, is that just because a, you know, the child or the student doesn't come to school? And if they don't say why, right, that's considered a dropout. But if, say, they moved from this school district out and moved into, say, they moved up for some reason up into Tehama County because of a job, is that counted as a dropout? I mean, the kid's still in school. The student's still in school.
Well, how about all these illegals in the state of California who they attend school, but then they end up going to Mexico and you never hear from again? They're considered dropouts, but they're not even Americans.
Well, that's a good point, too.
How do you count factors that they're not taking into consideration?
Yeah, you know, the big thing that we should be taking into account is when they do graduate, and they're saying the graduation rates are up, but what do they know?
You know, I remember high school in my senior year. There were kids in English class who could barely read. That's just unacceptable. How are you supposed to have any kind of a career, any kind of a life, anything for your family, if you can barely read, write, or do math without a calculator? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's seniors. You know, we're running out of time here, but we talked to teachers over at Shasta, and they're saying that it used to be remedial math in English. Now it's got to be remedial, just to get them up to the level of remedial. And they're graduates of some of the schools around here. I'm not saying all the schools, but it seems like we're spending a lot of money, and you know, what are we getting out of this? This is something we're going to have to talk about.
Not a whole lot. It's kind of a bad deal. Have a great day, all right?
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Hey, we got to take a break here. It's one of the things we want to talk about some more. It's Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Federal authorities confirmed to Fox News they have arrested a man for plotting to blow up a military recruitment center near Baltimore. Under surveillance for some time, the suspect, a Muslim convert who goes by the name Antonio Martinez, allegedly tried to detonate what turned out to be a phony bomb. President Obama may have approved the tax cut compromise, but he is still sending Vice President Biden to Capitol Hill today to urge skeptical Democrats to pass it.
It doesn't sound like there's a balance there. And if this is the best we can do at the end of the the Democratic-controlled House, you can imagine 2 years from now, it has to be worse.
Recently censured Congressman Charles Rangel of New York, Bush tax cuts for everyone, including the rich, would be extended 2 years under terms of the compromise. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Day Life, brought to you by National University.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns, as we interview professionals and address relevant mental health issues.
Our upcoming shows include family dynamics, mind-body psychology, infant mental health, and a series of shows to help you cope with the holiday season.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturday at noon on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Chef Cal, and I'd like to personally invite you to taste, see, and experience Rivers Restaurant, located in the former Hatch Cover location with a fantastic view of the Sacramento River. Our very affordable and popular happy hour is Monday through Saturday from 4 to 6:30, and it just got better with some exciting additions to our lounge menu, beginning with a creamy artichoke, spinach, and jalapeno dip presented bubbly hot with crisp tortilla chips, or the amazingly flavorful popcorn shrimp served lightly coated in our light, crispy Cajun seasoning, or the delicious and healthy Mediterranean sampler featuring all your favorites from smooth yet tangy hummus, feta pine nut spread, and warm pita chips. And of course, you can still indulge in our char-grilled fresh fish tacos any day of the week, or our famous prime rib and sharp cheddar cheese sliders for only $2 each. So come to Rivers and be reminded of the beautiful area we live in, from high atop the bluffs over the Sacramento River. Rivers Restaurant serves dinner Monday through Saturday from 5 p.m. Reservations are always appreciated and can be made by calling 223-5606 and can now be made online at riversrestaurant.net.
Are you one of the many people who have been avoiding going to the dentist? I know how you feel. That's right. I understand why many people just don't feel comfortable going to the dentist, and I've done something about it. My name is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care, and I'm talking about sedation dentistry. It's a safe, gentle way for you to be relaxed and comfortable through your whole appointment. I'll simply give you a small pill, and before you know it, your appointment will be over. Best of all, once we're finished, most people hardly remember a thing. And since sedation lets us get more done in each visit, you may only need one or two appointments. Sedation is such a comfortable and relaxing way to have your dentistry done, you'll never want to have it done any other way. And I promise you this, we will never embarrass or judge anyone about their fears or about the condition of their teeth. We're here to help.
For more information or to make an appointment, call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or learn more on the web at RedingSedationDentist.com.
Planning a wedding will be a lot less work when you make Redding Tents and Events part of your plan. Redding Tents and Events is your one-stop wedding rental store with all the tables, chairs, linens, awnings, accessories, and decorations you'll need to make your event as special as it should be, no matter how large your guest list. Catering is available, too, for $20,000 to $2,000. And Redding Tents and Events has one other important thing they provide free to every event: experience. Redding Tents and Events on Market Street in downtown Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:34 in the morning, December the 8th. We're chatting and streaming on KCNR 1460, and our phone lines are 605-4567. Hey, Jay, you asked a question, and doing our research as we do here, about 8% of California students were in special education programs, moved away, or received high school equivalency certificates. They were not counted as dropouts or graduates. But let's talk a little bit of, about what the state superintendent of public instruction, a guy named Jack O'Connell, says. Clearly, the dropout rates are too high. We're talking about education here, my friends, if you're just checking in. It's unacceptable and absolutely must be addressed. And what do you think O'Connell blamed all this dropout rate, the rate on dropouts is? Bad Bob. Come on now. What do you think? Money. That's right. Yeah. Budget cuts to K through 12 schools have led to larger class sizes, fewer teachers, counselors, and nurses, and reductions in electives and extracurricular activities. There are fewer opportunities in our schools, the superintendent said. Well, I thought we were spending a lot of money here and all this. You know, you would think that I think we've got 24 superintendents right here in Shasta County. Maybe they could figure something out. I mean, I don't know how many students we have, but 24 superintendents seems to be kind of excessive.
Well, every attempt to start consolidating school districts has met with local screaming and crowds with pitchforks and torches just screaming that their control is being taken away.
Yeah, but as you watch the level of education dropping, you know, at some point, why don't we consolidate? Why don't we consolidate all the admin? I mean, if you can do it in the military, you should be able to do it in a school system where you have all the company's admins and the battalion admin all go to one spot. So that, why can't we have all the administration, all the admin work go to one spot and get rid of that? You know, the thing is that we do have computers today. We do have ways of moving information back and forth. The fact we've got 24 superintendents, I'm just not quite sure how we could do that in Shasta County. We're going to have to figure that out one of these days. Anyway, but you know how you can strike back? Well, yes, that's true. Right there, they're using a new law that you can actually petition if you've got a failing school to have it become a charter school and have the state of California take it out. The campus, this happened up in Compton. A group of Latino and African American parents delivered a petition signed by 62% of the parents at McKinley Elementary School in Compton. And they are in the bottom 10% of California's elementary schools. It's called the Parent Trigger Law, and it mandates the campus be converted to a charter school next September. You know, that is huge. That's huge because, you know, we've had people on here talking before about how parents can take the schools back over, how they can get involved with this. You know, if you're in the lowest 10% of a California school, how does that happen? Is it a teacher thing? It sounds like the parents are interested in what's going on. Is it a teacher? Is it a leadership problem? Is it a money? How could it be a money problem? Is it a discipline problem? Is it a gang thing? Compton's not known for having, you know, some of the best places to live there. Mm. So, you know, is that what it is? Is it something that the morale is so low that everybody's given up except the parents? You know, it's the thing about education is, you know, and I have my teaching degree, and I have been a substitute teacher in various campuses around town. And I've been impressed by the students and, you know, what they're learning in school here. I've substituted over at UPREP, I've at Enterprise, I've been out at Shasta High, you know, just a few years ago, you know, before we got into this. I've also been to Oasis and also Juvie Hall. And, juvenile hall, where kids have to be, they also have to go to school. Even if they're there for a day, 2 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, they have to go to school every day. Oasis is a tough school. My hat's off to the teachers out there, naturally. But I'm looking at is why? Why do we continually are we getting our butts kicked by other countries throughout the world? Are we making it too easy? Are we making it so that it's such a level of mediocrity that you have to have almost a special school for those who really want to push themselves? Do we have that ability for students that really want to push themselves, that are really rising like this, to get a great education at a public school? I would hope so. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jolly old St. Nick has been at Kubler's Furniture slashing prices and trimming the tree. Santa loaded the tree with gifts to open with glee. Come enjoy great holiday savings, then choose a gift when you spend. When you spend over $1,299, pick a bonus gift from under the tree. You'll find beautiful furniture at incredible prices from name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. Are guests en route to your home for the holidays? Then a convertible sofa is your answer to guests for just $248. Need a great gift for your newly married son or daughter? How about a pub table and four stools for just $198? Or a beautiful sofa for yourself to spruce up your living room, just $348. Matching love seat, just $318. Santa's surprise tree sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. Don't forget, when you spend $1,299 or more, you get to pick a bonus gift.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery at 1894 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center.
So, Ray, it's turning cold and we're headed south for Second Tuesday Club in December.
Okay, where is that?
Cottonwood, to the Cottonwood Eatery.
Good grief. Won't you please join us Tuesday, December 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
They have great home-style dinners, and I'll bet it's even warmer down there.
Well, kids, I think we're ready for Christmas.
I don't know, Mom. It seems like we forgot something.
We got all the presents.
We baked all the cookies.
We decorated the tree.
We hung up our stockings.
And we got tickets to the Riverfront Christmas show.
Mom? Mom?
Mom?
Mom!
Are you ready for Christmas?
The Riverfront Playhouse annual Christmas play, a family tradition. Join the funny and fade couch Reeves play called The Only Christmas Pageant in Town. Directed by Mac Davis and Ben Van Sickle. Open Saturday, November 20th and continues through December 18th. Shows are Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Get your tickets at the Graphic Emporium on Pine Street in Reading or by calling 241-4278. That's 241-4278. Or visit us online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll in 30 Seconds. Just type employee hours into Intuit Online Payroll. Wages and taxes are calculated automatically. A few more clicks to print paychecks or make a direct deposit, and we're done. In our remaining time, here's a flock of pigeons playing ragtime piano with their beaks. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Linda's on assignment today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right there off of Athens Avenue, D.C., and his son Tim, and then the man in black, Great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. And they will not style your hair. They will give you a haircut like barbers give, not hairstylists. Great haircuts. Shave around your ears. They shave around your neck. It's a great place. Man's Last Stronghold. And if you don't believe that, go in there. Get a haircut. Look at the strange animals on the wall. And read all the great magazines they have there. Plus, it's a great place for conversation. It's always, you know, I always have to kind of like go in there and I leave because it's always full and come back. But, you know, it's a, you always want to get your haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there, too.
Indeed.
Gets his beard trimmed. Even though they use like a little flamethrower on that one side, it looks like, Bob. Anyway, okay. Hey, you know, we're going back into President Obama, you know, is, you know, people are saying he caved on these tax breaks, you know, and extending the Bush tax cuts, you know, and I guess you can say, oh, look, weak, just like he's been doing all these other things. Well, you know, the thing about this is I believe that extending these tax cuts, the Bush tax cuts, you know, and it should be called the Bush tax cuts because everything bad gets blamed on Bush, but, you know, maybe some of the good things need to be spread out too. Is, you know, the fact is that it is going to help the economy, but his own party is coming after him. So not only now is he got the conservatives and Republicans kind of like gnawing at him. Now he's got the liberals and Democrats gnawing at him, which usually means maybe he's doing a good job. If you've got both sides, that's a little bit upset with you. You know, one of the things I wish he had done and is address these leaks. I mean, one, how bad is it? You know, you've got spokesmen saying things. You know, how bad is it? Are the leaks something that's going to cause us death and destruction? Are they going to cause us, I mean, they've already caused us a great deal of embarrassment. You know, Australia is coming out, and they blamed the United States on Wednesday for the release by WikiLeaks of U.S. diplomatic cables. And they said said the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, should not be held responsible. Assange's in jail, by the way, in Britain because he's got he's been arrested for, I think, several sexual offenses. He's reputed to have committed in Sweden.
So in Australia, it's not illegal to traffic in stolen property.
Well, not according to them, but, you know, which is kind of strange because, you know, Britain itself, United Kingdom, says that, you know, you can't even put things in papers about people. You know, they've got their National Secrets Act or whatever it's called that just keeps all that kind of stuff out. But the thing about this one is that the documents were stolen by this, or allegedly, you know, stolen by this 23-year-old. PFC had access to every diplomatic cable that came rolling through there. It was mixed up about his life, so he did this and he passed it along. But how bad is it? I mean, you know, we say things as the latest cable said that Libyan leader Gaddafi made threats to cut trade with Britain and warned of enormous repercussions if the Libyan convicted of the Lockerbie airline bombings died in a Scottish jail. Well, he was freed in 2009, and they said he was going to die in just a few days. Well, he's still alive, and people see him walking around, so I'm not sure what that means. But it's embarrassing for sure. How dangerous is it, though? The fact is that I find completely embarrassing and dangerous is the fact that we can have thousands and thousands of cables and secrets leaked. How come we're the only one that this happens to, Bad Bob? I mean, does this happen in other parts of the world?
Oh, I'm sure it does. It's just that right now we seem to be having a big target painted on our foreheads, and that's just
But if it happens in other parts of the world, why don't we see it? Why don't we see hundreds of thousands of cables from France, or I mean, if they have secrets, or Russia, or you know, some other place, Spain, Great Britain? How come we don't see 100,000 cables from them and all these diplomatic papers? They have little things that happen, but of such magnitude? And what makes it right for the New York Times to publish things that were stolen? I mean, you ask about Australia, let's worry about our own people. They're saying, well, we're just reporting what's been put out there. But it's like the fruits of a poison tree. I mean, it was stolen, and then they're printing it. What makes that right? Can somebody explain that to me?
You want a conspiracy theory? How about somebody out there is mounting a concentrated campaign to collapse this country as we know it, between economic, environmental issues, things like, you know, making us look bad in every way possible. I mean, you want a conspiracy theory? If the U.S. goes down, the rest of the world's in big trouble.
Okay, you know, somebody, we've got, you know, people chatting here about the fact that Carsey, pardon the guy that had a well-known family that had something like 500 pounds of heroin they handed. And, you know, it's, and somebody else has said, with the attention span of most folks, this thing is going to blow over. Besides, come on, those other leaders don't have the same opinions of others. Well, yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not that they don't. You know, the fact that we say things about other countries, you know, they say the same things about us. My problem is this. How does one person that is of low level, I mean, this, I mean, he may have had a top secret clearance, okay? First of all, he had to go through, to get a top secret clearance, you've got to go through a pretty extensive background check, unless they gave him an interim for some reason, and then they can, you know, if you had a secret one, they'd give an interim. But here's the thing, a top secret background check opens up a lot of the world to you, but this had to have been done. And was there any oversight at all? Was there anything?
If I recall, there's two criteria. You need the clearance and a need to know to access any document. At least when I was in and involved with some stuff, that was the thing. Need to know was the linchpin.
Yeah, well, you know, special access programs, things like this. You're right. You have a need to know. It's not that you don't have the clearances, but then you start getting into code words, what we're going to talk about here. But what he had was kind of, I mean, it was secret stuff. It wasn't top secret. But still, he was into it, and obviously he had enough freedom that he could download this. We got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire. Okay, let's try this one more time. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
The Chamber will be celebrating its 100th anniversary at its annual winter social. Join us for a special evening of prizes, awesome food, and a look back in time. It will be held on Wednesday, December 8th at the Reading Convention Center from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 pre-sale at the Chamber office or $15 at the door. Our food is sponsored by the Guy Hotel and Spa Shasta, Grilla Bites, Hilton Garden Inn, Round Table Pizza, Sailing Boat, and Sweet Spot. We hope you can join us. Again, it will be held on Wednesday, December 8th at the Reading Convention Center.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
During this time of reflection, we would like to wish you many special memories with your friends and family. Season's greetings from all of us at MD Imaging.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley, 244-1988, puts in Dish Satellite TV for you, and he's got rebates. You can get that. You can get free HD TV in time for the holidays, watch all those football games, you know, the whole thing. He's got some great deals. Give him a call, 244-1988. Hey, you know, tonight, Chamber of Commerce is going to have their 100th celebration down at the Civic Center. I think it's going to start around 5:30, somewhere around that. You might want to go take a look at that. But here's also something else is Toys for Tots is going to today from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's already started. It's at Totally Trucks at 3263 Bocelli Lane. All right. They're going to be collecting, the local Marines are going to be collecting toys from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. But it's going to be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just stop by with a new unwrapped toy. This is a tough time for a lot of people out there. And if you got a chance to drop one of these off, do that. The Marines do this every year, and it's a worthwhile event, as are so many that we support here. The weather today, it's raining now. It's going to be a high of 55. It looks like we're going to have rain today and tonight. It'll start tapering off Friday, and then this weekend should be great because that's good because breeze across America. Tomorrow, our guests include Pete Privett. Pete is the head of the VA clinic here in town. It's been a while since we had Pete on, and I know there's a lot of things going on out there. Also, Kids Unlimited will be on. We want to talk to Pete about the status of the VA clinic here, the expansion ideas, if any. New programs that they have, I've seen volunteers down there. I know there's a lot of new things heading on down there. So Pete Privett from the VA clinic will be our guest tomorrow. And on Friday, District Attorney Jerry Benito is going to come on. We're going to talk to him. We'd like to have Steve Carlton too at some point here. The outbound district attorney and the new inbound district attorney, see what they want to talk about. They will not be on together, of course. It'll just be Jerry on Friday. Bad Bob.
Sir.
The things we've talked about today with the REU raising its rates, the fact is that we're losing all the rebate money people have been paying into and that we get charged each month, for people to put solar into their homes and businesses, all to be used.
Yeah. I would like some more details on that before
that seems
I make
a little
judgment.
Strange.
Yeah.
That seems a little strange. I think we're going to need to probably get somebody in here to talk about that, because I know that Paul Hooser said is that we all pay for that. We all pay in a small percentage for renewable energy and the solar and stuff in our electric bill. I really don't have too much of a problem with that, because if people are using it to put in solar or whatever, an alternative energy, that saves the rest of us energy, as long as it doesn't become if it's going to put people out of business because they're going to do this down at the airport.
Yeah, before I got too wrapped up about it, I want to get some more details and some of the background information on it. And it's real easy to throw up a headline to get people all whipped up into a frenzy.
Yeah, like dropout rates.
Yeah, that sells papers and gets advertising and all that. But I would like some more details before I made a judgment.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at that and get into that one to see how that works. We'll get a hold of REU and see which one of our city council members we can get on here, or our new mayor. So congratulations, Missy MacArthur, the new mayor of Reading, took over. Francie Sullivan is now in there. Dick Dickerson, of course. Rick Pacetti and Patrick Jones all reelected. No surprises.
I would like to see the council work a little more on solving problems and less on making each other look bad. That would be a nice thing for a change.
Yeah, there's things about when people get excited because the public would like to have a commission that oversees things. I don't think, you should take that personal, that, the city council is a part-time position. I mean, for most people, because if you've got a job, how can you be doing the work of the city council, 8 hours a day, and then your own job 8 hours a day? You can't. I know they spend a lot of time on it. So you've got people that are retired. Well, okay, this is what I do. But having everybody that's retired on the city council is probably not a good idea.
Gary Cadd made an interesting comment about wanting to have commissions for this and that. And a telling statement he made was, commissions stay around. A committee is temporary. Commission is permanent. And an unelected commission controlling things that affect our day-to-day lives is a frightening thing, because it can too easily get out of control. Look at the California Coastal Commission, some of the stunts they have pulled over the years. That is a totally unaccountable body unto itself that has done some very draconian things. They're trying to shut down a lot of marinas. They were trying to extend their influence far inland in the name of protecting the coast. They're doing stuff in Siskiyou County. Give me a break on that one.
Well, you know, it's not only that, but you got things like the Fish and Game Commission. That's an appointed group that can are the ones that are trying to take lead out of all the ammunition that people are using here in the state. Luckily, that was shot down. But they also do things like they are the ones that set the limits on all the hunting. I mean, who are these people? How do they get on these commissions? One, two, how much are they being paid for, or if they are? Because I understand there's just, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars going out to salaries for people heading up these commissions. And three is, who's got oversight on them? Is it something the governor is supposed to have oversight on the committee, or is there this commission? And that the fact is that nobody's looking at them.
We elect people to do a job, and when that job is foisted off on a non-elected commission with no controls over who gets on the commission, and there's the key point, who gets themselves on the commission and whose interests are they serving, and there's no voter cutout involved, then you have some potential dangers.
Yeah.
And I'll explain what that is in just a moment.
Yeah, that's our that's our test of our emergency activation system.
We're linked to other radio stations in the event of something horrific happening.
Which doesn't. Okay.
Which isn't in this case. Yes.
No, that's right. Hey, call Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Linda has been on assignment. We've missed her today. She'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Pete Privet as our guest. Friday, of course, Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. Thanks for joining us today. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A man accused of wanting to blow up a military recruitment center now under arrest in Maryland. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in D.C.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Baltimore man planned to blow up a military recruiting center in Catonsville, Maryland, just outside Baltimore. Investigators say the public was never in any danger. The suspect was closely monitored for months, and the explosives for the attack would not work. The suspect's identified as Antonio Martinez, but the Muslim convert calls himself Mohammed Hussein. He's scheduled to appear in federal court this afternoon, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The president's tax cut deal with Republicans, not a done deal.
This is only a framework. It's up to the Congress to pass it.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. President Obama says the American people are watching. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Meeting with the Polish president, President Obama just said Congress needs to get this done, saying the tax package should lead to higher growth the next 2 years. The administration announcing that it's picked